here with Maylee Flanagan, voice actor extraordinaire, and we're going to talk to you a little bit today about some of your convention experiences and things like that.
Yeah.
So once again, thank you for taking the time to speak with us.
Sure.
The first question I always like to ask everyone is, what was your first convention experience?
My first one was in London, mm-hmm. and it was a small one, and I didn't know what to expect at all. it's gotten to be a big one in London now, but it was kind of one of the first years there. And I was just like, this is awesome. And there were a lot of Star Trek people there. And I just was like, this is fantastic. Like, so many people were dressed up and people were really friendly. And I loved the dealer's room. And, you know, just the cosplay was just incredible.
Now, as a guest, is there any sort of experience that you've had that has stood out as, the way I like to phrase it, is a crowning moment of awesome, or something that has always stuck in your mind as a really favorite memory, something you've really enjoyed?
Well, I have a bunch, but here's one that I like. So I was in New Zealand, and this was, I think, 4 years ago, and I was standing around, it was doing autographs or right after a panel, something like that. And there was this large man, and he was kind of scary looking. I mean, he had this big, dark, curly hair, and, you know, he was just kind of like imposing looking, kind of a look on his face like that, you know. And he was kind of staring at me, like, just, and I saw him just coming towards me, like, but it kind of looked mad almost. And I mean, he was very, very big, like maybe 6'7" or something, and like, so I'm like, what is he gonna eat me? What's he doing? So he came up to me and he said, I wanted you to have this. I made this for you. I'm a local artist and poet. And he had made me this piece of jewelry, traditional Maori jewelry, and with a poem that said, "Welcome to New Zealand."
Oh, wow.
So. And I almost like burst into tears because it was like so genuine, and my perception from across the room was completely different. So
yeah, the fans can be so surprising sometimes.
Yeah.
You never know what to expect.
Yeah.
Is there something, now that you've been going to more and more conventions, is there certain practices that you've seen that you'd wish more conventions would try and emulate, or something that
I wish they all had hand sanitizer. Because I got the flu in Sacramento. Man, I don't know. This convention, Otakon, is so amazing. I think it's important, I guess, to listen to the feedback of the guests and the fans, you know, to see what they like better than other things. I mean, the way this one is run is phenomenal. It's great to be in a room where there's not a band playing next door. Stuff like that. Just the small stuff.
Yeah.
But it's fun. I mean, you know.
Kind of still remember that while you sometimes are an asset to the convention, you're still a human being, so to speak. Yeah. And just
yeah. Every once in a while, you're like, I may need a break to just, you know.
Catch a breath.
And not shake a hand or talk. But that's few and far between.
And I guess the other question too is there a convention that you've heard of, maybe, that you said, oh, I wish I could get to this convention, or anything like that?
Well, I've never been to Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been to Comic-Con in New York. And I've never been to Anime LA, except for once when we very first started, the show wasn't even on the air here, that, like, maybe it had just barely been on the air. Mary Elizabeth McGlynn, a good friend of mine and our director, she put together a small panel that we just kind of went and did a panel. But, I mean, since then, the show has grown so much. So those are three that I would like to hit one day.
Okay. All right. And is there, just kind of the, one of the last questions I like to ask, too, are there any words of wisdom or anything that like that that you'd like to pass along to fans, or something either aspiring?
Keep watching. I got to pay my mortgage. I don't know. I really love the support. I think the fans are amazing. It just is amazing to see people dressed in a character that you do. And I was supposed to make a big picture yesterday, but my whole schedule got kind of pushed behind, and they were doing a meeting of all these people dressed as my character, and I wasn't able to go, so sorry. But I'll do it again another time. But I'm just glad they're having fun with it.
Great. Finally, where can people find more about what you're up to?
I'm on Twitter, Miley Flanagan, and my website is horribly outdated, so you can go there, but it's not good.
So Twitter is the best place to.
I think Twitter, yeah. Great. And that way, you know, we can keep it short, and I won't bore you to death.
Oh, great. Once again, thank you for taking the time to speak with us.
Yeah. Thanks so much.